Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Oh, fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
Welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Snub and the Lord of Laughter, the actually lotion, well, sort of, kind of, Old Man Wade, and I'm sitting here in my lovely life.
Hey, did you say you used lotion or not?
I said, like, sort of, kind of, I was like, sort of lotion, and I looked at my arm and I went, probably not. My lovely life.
Only black man I don't know who uses, doesn't use lotion.
I'm going to say it again. My lovely life.
Hey, Ashy.
I went from Ashy to Ashy.
Are you trying to blend in with the other crackers?
Yeah, because I'm gonna go storm.
Storm the Capitol? Sorry, I'm done now. I'm done. That was it.
Oh.
I couldn't help it. One more. I needed one more.
One more. This is, you're gonna have another one too. But it's gonna be hilarious.
Are you getting ready to storm the Capitol?
Oh man! And across the pond, and across the highway, we got the pinnacle of political perfection, the superior Super Bowl Gabby.
What up? And so Valkyrie says you're the only black man that doesn't wear lotion. She's clearly not looking at my legs right now.
Are you ashy as fuck too? How do you motherfuckers not use lotion when you get out the shower? What kind of black people are you?
I'm not going.
Listen, I'm half and half, and I lotion my body.
Yeah, so.
Well, I'm not going outside. If I was actually showing my arms and my legs, okay, then yeah, I'm using lotion.
So I'm gonna discuss this with you again. Oh, it's God. Not about the visual of being ashy, right? Like, your skin is your first line of defense against bacteria, infection, whatever. And if it's ashy and dry, it has micro tears in it. Cuts.
You know,
which make you more susceptible.
I just want you to...
Hold on, let me say it for you. Does Maria actually think that's the reason black people use lotion?
I mean, it should be, but you should also use...
The reason why black people use lotion is because you don't want
to
get made fun of.
Exactly. But, like, how are you going to... Okay, listen.
Lotion, the wife got me a facial lotion, one for the day and one for night, and bro, I'm telling you right now, I love it.
I've literally gotten them all that stuff. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yo, Valkyrie got me this soap. Oh my God, I used it today in the shower. It felt so good. It smells amazing. That whiskey soap?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a whiskey soap. They got it from when we were in Maine.
No, I didn't get that one from Maine. That one's different.
Yeah, man, I felt fucking amazing.
But you didn't put out any fucking lotion. We have mad lotion, I just want to point that out. It's not due to lack of lotion, because I lotion when I get out of the shower, but it's just due to him not putting it on. It's pure laziness.
You should dry him and lotion him.
No.
Videotape it and send me the video.
That's gross. I am not. It's his responsibility to put his own fucking lotion on.
Oh, remember that when you need your back lotioned.
That's different. I can't reach it.
But
it's not my job to do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You want me?
And it hurts, don't it?
No. You would let me lotion your whole body?
Yeah.
You lying ass motherfucker. You'd be like, I'm not putting on lotion. I don't need lotion. I know exactly what you would do, Mark.
You just refuse to put on lotion? Like,
yes.
You just be like, nah,
I'm like, Mark, put on lotion, you ashy. And he's like, I'm not going anywhere. Like, I have to look at it. I have to feel your rough ass skin. Do I feel rough like that? You know why? No. Because I wear lotion. I do it for
Maybe
you.
Maybe he's trying to exfoliate your skin.
Whatever.
she doesn't appreciate it, old man. You're trying to exfoliate her.
Yeah, apparently.
For your rough skin.
Is that what it is?
I'm getting her prepared for the bad times.
I fucking can't hear you.
And there's no lotion.
You're
there's
absolutely no lotion. Ridiculous.
Huh?
When the lotion has run dry... As dry as my knees.
Yeah.
It has been 10 years since the bad times. I have not used lotion in 8 of them. All the lotion has run out. Victoria's Secrets has been claimed. The Lubridorm factories have all been ransacked. I've left with only a packet of Vaseline left.
All the elders have left on a journey to find the last Bath and Body Works.
I'm on a mission to the hood to find cocoa butter. I doubt I will find any.
I freaking can't. Fuck all y'all. I'm not dealing with this bullshit.
Oh, man.
My dearest Anne, the war of Vaseline is going on.
Mad lotion. I just want to point that out. And oils. Mad lotion and oils.
Yo, Valkyrie, you know I'm down. You know I'm with it.
Lotion.
Come at me.
If your wife showed up all ashy, what would you do?
Huh?
I bet you your wife don't. I said, if your wife showed up all ashy, what would you do? I bet you your wife don't show up ashy like that.
Yo, you know I use lotion.
Yo, I'm not going. Okay, look, I'm in the house. My body's covered. Do I lotion my hands? Yes. Do I lotion my face? Yes.
What about me? You don't think I like a nice, smooth skin?
When we get a freak on, yeah, then I put lotion on. I always
seriously,
do.
You go pre-lotion? Bullshit.
I shit you not.
I don't believe it. Do you time it? You're like, you know what? Sex on Wednesday. I'm going to lotion this morning.
Yes.
I fucking can't deal with you.
I mean, I feel attacked.
Ridiculous.
We got so distracted. What's on the docket today, old man?
Oh, man. So I want to start with something Danny Fernandez says. Danny Fernandez describes herself on Twitter as Chicana, bi as a bisexual, sweetie, TV writer, actress, Disney character, she, her. She wrote something on the 2nd of January that I thought I should read out to everyone because it really struck a chord because it makes a lot of sense. She goes on to say, just been thinking of this, obviously people of color creators are not above critique. But I've noticed the general public, sometimes even critics, don't understand the barriers, hoops, pressures, and confines that people of color must create in. Sometimes we are overruled and we can't even speak on it. I'm in a person of color writer group. I'm in people of color writers group, excuse me, and we talk about this a lot. That normally the people of color writer gets down under a bus for an episode. In Reader, I can tell you, we are often overruled by the higher-ups. I wish people knew how many times we were flagged for something or fight something. And from the outside view, it can be like, well, they should quit. But if you quit every job that had micro and macro aggressions, you would not be in Hollywood, not as a person of color. We are trying our absolute best and even being vocal publicly when we can, always to our detriment. Nothing sparked this other than the weekly convos I have with friends that it's very clear people outside our jobs do not understand, even people who want to be creators / writers. I literally had to make a list of every time a coworker was racist and take it to a showrunner. A lot of us have left jobs, burned bridges, filed complaints. Some people of color have literally gone by a different name because even after flagging things repeatedly or leaving, the show is problematic and not a reflection of them. We are often overruled and wish people knew that. And when you're a person of color, directors, this is magnified by 10. And sometimes it's not until you're in the thick of it that you realize of what you want for appearances to seem woke, and they don't actually care about the message you want to tell or making it authentic. So I wanted to bring this up because this is something that Valkyrie brought up, I want to say, definitely last year. We were talking about how when the Black Lives Matter movement was probably at its peak, we started seeing a lot of photos and posters and pictures of people of color in windows for businesses that were never there. And so I said, well, maybe it's better late than never. But sometimes you get into a situation where not even just a creator, but just people in general, where if you speak up on certain things, you're kind of ostracized because they're like, oh, well, who are you to kind of say this? You should just be happy that you're in a situation. Or they will literally use you because it's like, oh, well, we need to fill a quota. You know what I mean? But it doesn't just happen with creators. I've noticed, I'm not going to say where, but I remember having conversations about things like this and then just the room getting quiet or awkward and they're like, well, I'm just speaking the truth. Like, you know what I mean? What more do you want from me? And I remember this dude at work who could pass as white. He can absolutely pass as white. But he always acknowledges that the fact that his mother's Puerto Rican. Always. But not one of those, like, guys who's like, well, my mom's Puerto Rican, so I can say nigga. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he was talking about, like, why does it matter if someone comes from another country to do anything? If they're not breaking any laws and they're contributing to the country, why the fuck does it matter? He goes, now, if you're over here, like, murdering and raping people, yeah, get them the fuck out of here, but why does it matter? But then I watched a bunch of people just kind of sit in silence as me and, like, the other only white dude in the room were like, yeah, I see nothing wrong with that. I don't see what the big issue is. And other people kind of like, it's like, dog, it's really not that serious. Like, why is it so difficult for people to, like, kind of speak up when things like this happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Valkyrie, do you have any comments on...
I mean, the same shit I always say. Does it need to be said again?
I mean, yeah.
I mean,
let's have the conversation again, because it's true. I think it's 1,000% true. Now imagine, like, so we've also had this conversation for a long time, and I'm pretty sure me and Super Woke have had this conversation where you couldn't get a job. You couldn't really get. There were select few actors and actresses who were given certain roles because it's like, oh, we have to give it to a black person. You know what I mean? Or like just like when Denzel won for Training Day, we were like, you know, yeah, it was great, but I was like, that's not even close to, I think, his best performance. Like, you know what I mean? But he had to play like a thug, like, or a crooked cop to win an award. Halle Berry had to take back shots to get an award. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like the symptoms of this don't happen. Then it's like, oh, the Oscars are going to be so woke this year. And then it's like, and no. And then I forget what dude said it last year when he said, maybe the women should just work harder next year. It's like, yo, are you kidding me with this?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I have complex feelings about a situation like this. I'm going to be honest with you. Because, like, and as a male, right, even though I'm black, I do have male privilege, I think, right? So I think it's that much harder for women who are people of color,
mm-hmm.
relative to my struggle. But I know for one, I made a decision a long time ago that, like, I'm not, if I feel like that, in a professional space, I'm leaving. I don't give a fuck. I'm out. I'll do Uber. I don't care. You know? I'll make my own website, write my own shit. Even if nobody reads it, I'll do it myself. Also, you know, I've been around poverty, right? Like, I've been lucky enough that even when I lived in the projects, like, I never felt, like, super poor.
Yeah.
But I've seen it. And I've seen people struggle, and I've seen people die for the type of opportunity some of these people had. Like Halle Berry, I mean, even if she never got an Oscar, she's a freaking millionaire. You know, like, I don't know. And it rubbed me the wrong way when I saw her acceptance speech, like, just crying and feeling validated because a bunch of old white dudes gave her a golden statue.
Yeah.
And again, not to disrespect or belittle what your friend is saying, but people of color in the writer's room. I mean, you made it into that writer's room. And I'm not a writer, but I'm well aware, like, when it comes to certain, especially certain genres, there's a lot of toxicity. And that's well documented. And I don't know, like, I feel like going into those spaces, you should prepare yourself for those types of moments. Because...
Well, you can prepare yourself for those type of moments, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there's something that should be happening. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, there's a lot of shit that shouldn't be happening.
But like, but also like, imagine, like, so let's take me for example. I want to be a writer. I go into a writer room and I start speaking up, and it's like, well, I don't think this is okay. I don't think you should be doing this, and it's like, well, you're fired. And then it's like, now word gets around. It's just like, well, don't work with old man Wade because he causes problems in the writer's room. When realistically, all I was saying was, I don't think you should have a black dude in this position sitting on the corner slumped over drinking a 40. Like, you know what I mean? So even something as honest as that, it's like, that's the type of shit you have to deal with. As opposed to, like, if you looked like Brad Pitt, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or one of the dudes who stormed the Capitol building, and you say something like that, it's like, okay, well, we'll let it slide. Like, you know what I mean? You could be a a possible athletic swimmer rape somebody by a dumpster, and then a judge will only give you 6 months, and you only serve 3.
No, I mean, but that's not surprising. Like, that type of behavior, I expect that to happen more than I expect people to be quote unquote woke or politically correct or allies, right? I expect people in those positions to act that way. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not giving the excuse. I'm not giving them an excuse. Like, fuck them. Like, I'm the first one that's gonna punch a racist person right in the nose for disrespecting me. But that's me. Like, that's me. And that's majority of people that I grew up with, you know, like, and again, like, I grew up in Boston, right, where people say, like, yo, that's a white city, it's racist, but, like, you know this, like, I didn't grow up around white people. It's probably the same thing with you, old man, like, this is how the city was. Like, I grew up around a lot of smart, you know, hustler, you know, work for what they, you know what I'm saying, like, black people that had to struggle and make something out of nothing for the most part. And that's what I look up to.
My dad used to work, like, I know that. Like, your mom was a hustler and busted her ass. My dad used to get up at, like, 7 and go to work from 7 and wouldn't get back home until, like, 10 at night. You know what I mean? Like, because they were like, oh, overtime's available. He's like, on it. Yeah. And he would bust his ass to, like, get, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and this ain't the whole pick yourself up from the bootstraps argument. Just, yo, like, as a black person, yo, nothing's going to be provided to you. Like, you're not going to get the advantages that white men get. It's not going to happen.
No.
That's not in the cards for us.
You know, despite the fact that they had a 1,600-year head start.
Yeah. You know, like, it's just, it is what it is. And again, I can only speak from my experiences. And I just know how I am. I don't code switch at work. I don't do anything. I don't do none of that. Like, I don't take disrespect either. And for the most part, I've been lucky enough that that's worked out for me. But as soon as it doesn't, and I feel like I need to be out, I'm out. Fuck it. Like I said before, like, it, you know, if you really want that job, if you really want to be in that writer's room, you either suck it up or you speak out on it, and then you take the consequences. And, like, if you speak up on it and you take the consequences. I'll be the first one to shout out your praises and be proud of you.
Well, it's,
yo, like, it's a struggle. It's a struggle being a person of color in this country, man. That's just what it is. It sucks, but that's what it is.
I was talking to my therapist today, and one of the things we discussed were goals. And, like, there were 3 levels of goals. It was personal, family, and financial. And each of those goals, you had a short-term, intermediate, and long-term, long-term part of it. And one of the things are personal, we ended up discussing the idea, like, when you want something to happen, like, you know, you're gonna have to fail, you're gonna be defeated, you're gonna, like, have to take, like, you're gonna have to take those punches. But, like, you know, eventually, it's gonna happen for the things you want. Like, even now, like, at my job, I wanna be somewhat a higher ranking, you know what I mean? So, I have to do some things that, not that are going to ruin my character of who I am, but sometimes I have to remember that the right thing to do is not be stubborn. Like, if I have to help somebody and I need assistance, I can't just be, I can do it on my own, when the smart and safe thing to do is to call for help. Like, you know what I mean? Or assistance. So, or even with my writing, like, sending my stuff to people that I trust, for me, that leaves me feeling super vulnerable. But the people I'm sending these things to, I know I'm going to get an honest response. I'm not going to get, oh, it's great, like, you know what I mean? Like, Steve Van Sampson, like, he didn't rip my stuff apart, but he was completely honest with what I wrote, and it helped. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need any yes men in my circle, and thankfully, I don't have any. Like, you know what I mean? Nobody in my circle is just going to just say, you're doing great, pat me on the back, and then go, this nigga's bugging.
Yeah, you fucking suck, old man. I just want you to know. Out of all respect and love, man, you're a sucky human being. How's that?
Are you really looking for some goddamn snippet to play right now?
Why would I? I would never do anything like that,
Murray. You just start mid-show. Hold on, let me pull out my Google.
Oh, hey, fuck you.
Why don't you have that on, like, a button?
I don't know, because I haven't actually set that up yet. I need to actually do that this weekend.
Maybe that should be your short-term goal.
Actually, yeah. I'll actually add that to the list, like, right fucking now.
Go.
So next up,
But, don't talk shit.
No, rap lyrics now admissible in court evidence. The best response to that I heard was, so if De Niro goes to trial, they're going to use Casino as a reference.
Yeah.
So, in a judicial opinion filed last month, the state of Maryland's highest court ruled that rap lyrics may be admitted in court as evidence of a defendant's guilt. This, the case involves the January 2017 killing of George Forrester, who was shot by a drug dealer after he attempted to buy cocaine with a counterfeit bill. Based on the single witness's identification, Lawrence Montague was indicted as Forrester's murder. 3 weeks before the trial, Montague used a jailhouse telephone to record a rap verse, which he then uploaded to Instagram. Alright. That's one. That's point one. Point one is this nigga's a moron. Point two. There's a difference between Dr. Dre. If anybody's old enough to remember the show, the movie.
I don't remember it.
It was, the show was a movie. It was a bunch of rappers. It came out in 1995.
Yeah.
Trying to find it. 1995. And one of the things that came about it was Dr. Dre was on one of the mixtapes. And I'm on the mixtapes, on the soundtrack. And he goes, no one's out there doing the stuff they're talking about on records unless they're stupid. Now, we know nowadays that, like, some people really do try to live that life. But fun fact for you, I run around calling myself the God of Thunder. I'm not causing rainstorms.
I mean, I'll sell yourself short, old man.
Yeah, I'm swigging my dick around, slamming it on the ground, and causing lightning bolts.
Why not?
Why not? Trust me, if I could do that, I wouldn't be podcasting.
would you be making money swinging your dick, making thunderstorms? Like...
Yes, absolutely. But no, it's just one of the dumb... That just seems... And someone said it was blatantly racist, and I have to agree, because think of all the things that rock groups have said in their lyrics. Like, fucking Adam Levine has a song where he talks about murdering a dude.
I gotta see the law. I gotta see the actual verbiage, but I doubt that it's just specific to rap in practice. It most likely would refer to any musical lyrics. I know for a while, lyrics weren't admissible. But, I mean, it's not every, most rappers aren't really about it, but there's a couple. Like, I know there's a group in Boston, actually. They were popping for a while. They were, they were part of a, I don't, I'm not saying, they were part of a local gang. And they got caught up in some RICO charges. And one of their songs, like, point for point, was talking about a murder.
Yeah.
That was open, and they were just like, oh, you know, we went down this street and the guy ran down this house and we shot him 3 times. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it would be like, you know, like, don't get me wrong. If someone was like, I drove down Tremont, took a ride on Washington, shot him, shit on the corpse, then, like, yeah. Like, we found fecal matter on the corpse. We saw the footage. We tracked him. Like, that's a little different.
But no, but I think that's... And I know you don't listen to a lot of new rap, but, like, especially when it comes to, like, the drill scene, like, a lot of these drill rap groups are associated with real, like, legit gangs.
What the fuck is drill rap?
We'll talk about that later, old man.
We'll talk about that
like,
later.
Like tip drill?
Nah. No. But I'll say drill in particular... a lot of youngins are into it, and a lot of the groups associated with that are legit gangs. I could think of a couple. The most famous one right now, the Whoop, out of New York. Just the Whoop. They're actually in the gang. They're actually in a pretty live gang war with this gang called the Chos. I think they're in like Harlem or something like that. And like it's legit. Like
I'm not making fun of them. Huh? I'm not making fun of drill rap is a style of trap music that originated from the South Side of Chicago. I am not making fun of them. No.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's not these guys. Like it's real. And a lot of them are connected to some real crimes, some real bad things. And what that type of rap, a lot of their lyrics really are explicitly laying out some of the crimes they committed.
Yeah.
And but, you know, they're putting it out on YouTube and they're thinking that the FBI isn't out there, the local police officers aren't out there just writing down this shit and tying it to crimes that happen around these cities.
I gotta I was gonna say I got a colleague who moved from Cali who was like a legit like thug. And when she moved up here, she was completely confused about how the thugs up here roll. And I was like, because most of the real thugs around here are in jail. Like, all the real thugs that you knew, like, from, like, who were, like, the ones back in Cali, they're either in jail or they're so quiet that you'll never know. Like,
And the thing is, Cali's different, because Cali, they have sets. Like, they have different, set areas for gangs, mm-hmm. and the colors matter and all that stuff. But on the East Coast, you can have one gang, and that one gang can be affiliated with Crips and Bloods and Latin Kings. Like, it's not really about it's territory, but it's really like blocks, smaller blocks and stuff like that. So it's a whole different thing. Chicago is a different thing. Like the way gangs are set up in different areas is just it's different. If I go to California, I wouldn't know. I just wouldn't wear. I'd wear nothing but gray.
Oh, for real, gray and green, dog.
You know, I wouldn't know.
Gray, black, and green. I am not fucking around there.
Like, there's certain sports teams you can't even wear. That's the same thing here. Like, I remember...
The Bulls?
When I was in high school, you couldn't wear Atlanta... Like, the Atlanta caps, because there was a group of people that rocked that.
Yeah, so it was just, like, random things you couldn't wear or stuff like that, because you could get your... You get your head stomped in, you know what I mean?
And you won't know... You won't know the rules going from one area to another.
No.
And honestly, oh, man, we're old, bro. Like, we're old. Like, a lot of the people that we probably do... A lot of them are probably in jail or dead, but, like, yo, the young, it's brutal out there right now, man. Like,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely. It's ugly.
Like, dudes don't fight anymore. They just, like, they will just shoot your head, they'll shoot your fucking head right off your shoulders.
Yeah, bro.
Was it like that in, where you were at, Brockton?
What?
Like, sets and certain stuff like that, or was it all just, like, Brockton?
Sets? Like, groups? Gangs?
Yeah. Like, no, like, was there, like, multiple gangs, or was it just, like, one?
Yes. It's a city, just like every metropolitan city.
Brockton is very similar to Boston the way it's set up.
When very much so. Like sides and
I don't know. Like it. Look, I stayed my ass in a house. I knew a lot of the thugs. I knew a lot of the killers, and they knew that wasn't my life. So, like, you know what I mean. But I also wasn't like a bitch ass nigga. So.
Shit, I was a bitch. Fuck that. I wasn't going out nowhere. My boys knew. They was like, yo, I used to tell them straight up, like, don't tell me nothing, because I'm a snitch.
They would just tell me to go home.
Nah, don't tell me nothing. I'm snitching, bro. F that. Like, my people's from this. Like, I wouldn't.
Yo, I bought that.
Like, they just knew, bro. I wasn't even trying to fucking do like that. I was so afraid to go to jail, bro.
I'm still afraid to go to jail.
Fuck that.
Also, for the people who don't understand what snitching is when you do something with somebody and you tell on them, that's snitching. If I see you do something and I'm not affiliated with you, that's not snitching.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not snitching.
It's snitching.
It's not snitching. It's absolutely not snitching. If you get shot, right, and I don't kill the person, and I go, that person did it right there. That's not snitching. That's absolutely not snitching.
I think it depends, bro. Like, if I saw, like...
Like, old people underwear?
Say if I have a... Be- say hypothetically I have a good friend that's into certain things, right? They're like my good friends. Mm-hmm. Like we grew up together. And I find out they did something, and then the cops come to me like, oh, I heard so and so did whatever. Like me, like going like,
yeah, that's, you know, snitching. That's snitching. That's
absolutely snitching. Even though I wasn't involved.
That's snitching.
That's kind of grimy.
But you're but you're involved with that person. That's snitching. Yeah. If I don't know the person, that's not snitching. If you're in the gang life and you still tell, that's snitching. I'm not in the gang life. I'm not in the thug life. That's the difference. You know what I mean? Like, if one of my friends shot somebody and I saw him, I'm not saying anything. That's me telling, because that's a friend of mine, that's snitching. I think people don't understand what snitching is. There's a difference between telling and snitching. I just want to get that out there. And the moment we've all been waiting for. This happened over 30 years ago. Actually, 36 years ago. No, 37, depending on when it happened. Coming in on HBO Max in 1984. Gal Gadot is Wonder Woman.
Is she, though? Is there really anything wonderful about it?
And we have the title.
And the number's 37, by the way.
Is it 37?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right, because it's 2021. Yeah. Well, it's 36, depending on when it happened. 36 is some change. Yes, I'm being mad at you.
So this movie, does anything matter?
So we'll start with Valkyrie because it's okay. So let me just first start off by saying, if you don't know what we're talking about, I've been waiting a little while to do a review on this on my show. We did one on CCBN, the Culture Comic Book News Podcast, sponsored by Black Rabbit.
BlackRabbit.com.
And that one's out now. It's me, Super Woke, and Lavelle, who is the editor-in-chief of Black Rabbit. So you can check that out. It's out now. But I've been waiting and waiting to do this review with my wife because throughout the movie, we both kept looking at each other like, what the fuck is going on right now? So, Super Woke, I'm going to start with you just so I can...
You said you can start with Valkyrie.
No.
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to ask you one question. On a scale of 1 to 10, what did you give it and why?
So I say 4 last time, and I'm going to stick with 4. And the reason why I'm going to do 4 is because that was probably one of the most... It wasn't the worst movie I've ever watched, but it might have been one of the most disappointing movies I've ever watched. My hopes are so high. My hopes are skyrocketing for that movie. They talk so much shit. Patty Jenkins was supposed to be like, yo, you know, studios let me do what I want to do, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, we're going to get a good Wonder Woman movie, yeah. And it shit the bed so hard. And not only did it shit the bed so hard, it was an extremely long shit. Like, that shit was just way too long. It was half an hour too long of a shit. Like, you sit on the toilet that long shitting, your leg's going to fall asleep. You know? That's what happened. So, yeah, 4.
All right. Now, I want you to say something good about the movie.
Gal Gadot's stunning.
Okay.
Stunning. All right. She's a great Wonder Woman. Great Wonder Woman.
Valkyrie. Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give Wonder Woman?
Is it based off how bored I was or how ridiculously, stupidly it revolved around fucking Steve fucking whatever the bullshit name he has again? Like, her need for a fucking man. It literally makes no sense in the Wonder Woman storyline. They fucking procreate with men for children and then fucking kill them like Praying Mantis. Why the fuck does this dude keep on coming back? I don't get it. What is their obsession with making Wonder Woman reliant on a man to figure out her life? Why? Why can't we get past that? It would be like...
I mean, who, I'm trying to put it. You know, hold her purse or like open a door for her.
Come on, Valkyrie. I think so. Like the beginning of the movie was cool. I was like, all right, we're getting somewhere with this. This is great. Like I like this whole like whatever. And then it proceeded to get boring and boringer. Is that a word? I don't even know if that's a word. Boring. It was horrible, essentially. And then I fell asleep twice. He had to wake me up. I don't even remember the ending all the way because I'm sure I either blocked it out or fell back asleep again. I did not understand the need for the lead male antagonist. Like, what was his purpose?
Protagonist.
I didn't understand what his purpose was. I mean, I get to create, like, I guess, I don't know what she was supposed to be because she definitely did not look like a fucking...
Oh, you're right. You're right. It was the antagonist. You had it right. Let me talk about Steve Trevor.
No.
Maxwell Lord.
Yeah. I don't understand the makeup they did on fucking... Banshee? No, not Banshee. Sorry.
Cheetah.
I don't understand. Why does she have tiger stripes? I don't get it.
Well, that's the character. But
is it? Like, I just...
So that's so Cheetah's one of Wonder Woman's, like, original... She's one of her original rogues. And which part of that treatment of her kind of bothered me because she shouldn't have been a secondary villain.
She should have been the lead.
They could have done a whole movie with her just being the villain and expanded her... Actually, yep. Giving her a better backstory.
But that's my point, right? Yeah. Like, they, again, had to use a man to explain. Like, again, like, I don't understand. The movie is Wonder Woman. It's supposed to be female strength. It's supposed to be, like, encompassed around this female and how she's developing. And it's always, I don't know what it is about Hollywood that they have to make women completely reliant on men.
I know, but you're missing the point. The point was that her dad taught her to turn planes invisible.
Her dad? He's her daddy? I'm confused.
Zeus.
Oh.
That was probably the worst part of that movie for me. I think that is the exact moment where I checked out. And I watched it, but I think, you know how there's some moments in movies where you watch them and you're like, I'm going to give it a shot. And then something happens and you're like, yeah, there's no turning back from this. That was a moment for me. Yeah. My father Zeus, what are you doing? My father Zeus once hid the mascara from the world. I'm trying to channel this. Wait. You couldn't say that, like, your mother, Hippolyta, or, like, one of, like, the many, like, shamans or women on Themyscira taught you this? Like, it had to be Zeus. Fuck out of here.
And just random. It was just such a random bad movie. I'm so done. I had to look up Patty Jenkins, like, IMDb to see, like, all right, so why were we expecting such goodness from her? And she didn't really have a lot of movies under her belt. Some good ones, but nothing, like, really that would show me that she would have been good directing this movie. And, I don't know, man. I feel lied to, bro. Like, I just feel like...
So Valkyrie, 1 to 10.
And I feel your frustration, but it sucks. It's like if Black Panther came out and it just shit the bed. It was just a horrible movie, and T'Challa had to depend on like nothing but white people to like save Wakanda. Like that's just your frustration. Like I felt that in my soul, Valkyrie.
Yo, you know what's funny? If Ryan Coogler wrote this movie, it would be more women. It would be more empowered by women.
Yo.
Because it's funny that the movie was named Black Panther and T'Challa was the weakest character in that movie.
Yo, by far. So disappointing.
So, Valkyrie, 1 to 10, what do you give before I give my review?
Again, I don't know. On boringness, I give it a 10. On likability, I give it a fucking 2. I know, like, there were some people, I guess, who did like it. There was nothing for it for me. Also, another piece that, like, really angered me, too. Like, they made this whole big thing about, like, fucking Steve giving her permission, essentially, to, like, date another man. Like, when they showed the last guy, like, in the outfit she chose for him that he didn't like. And I was like, What the fuck kind of... Why are they even... This is bullshit. Like, why?
You mean the guys...
Damn it, Wade!
Well, I mean...
I mean, say what it is. Say what it is. Yo, Patty Jenkins made Wonder Woman...
Damn it, Wade!
All right, edit point. 39 minutes.
Shit. Didn't I edit that? It's facts.
Oh, man. So...
Am I wrong, though? Am I wrong? How am I wrong?
Do you or do you not want to be able to promote this... promote this on fucking Facebook, man? Oh, man. So... I said, actually, you know what, before we get into that, I want to read Alana's review on this, and she fucking went in on this. Now, Alana is a feminist. She will be the first one to call out some bullshit, and I love her for it. But, so I was wondering how she felt about it, and I asked her to read a comment, and she did so, and write a review on it, and she did for CCBN. But I think it would be appropriate for everybody to hear as well. Ahem. This short piece won't comment how ghastly terrible the movie was as a whole, but instead on my personal sadness regarding Diana's portrayal as a hopeless and everlasting grief-sick gal. To me, Wonder Woman is iconic. When the first Gal Gadot Wonder Woman movie came out, I kept thinking how important seeing that movie as a young girl would have been to me. I grew up watching Disney princess movies, so this take on strong women finding love but never losing herself and still saves the world would have been clutch for me. Diana embodies strength, love, courage, humility, independence, intelligence, and overall badassery. She followed her heart despite others, mostly men, telling her otherwise. Steve Trevor was an important part of her character development, yes, but not a defining one. In 1984, however, all that changed. Diana's core identity and belief in herself was seemingly and wholly dependent on Steve, even wished upon a random-ass magic rock Steve. Did she really need fake Steve to inspire her to fly? To remind her that... Oh, I forgot to get to that. To remind her that had unmatched deity powers all along? This was the most disappointing thing for me while watching this movie. And the ending of the movie with her fawning over a guy? What? Just why? Why do they have to be there? To remind us that women, by the end of the day, must find their Prince Charming to validate her worth, her value, her inner heroine, her belief in finding love again? Come on. And the funny part about it was she said that wasn't her best work, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, I don't want to see her best work then. Because that was aptly put. More than aptly put. It was very well put. So, I'm going to go on record by saying... Out of all the DCEU movies, that was the worst.
You think it was the worst? Really?
Absolutely. People will say, well, Batman, Superman. No, at least Batman and Superman was entertaining and had action. There were some really bad moments in there, but it was still better than one with 1984. People may say Justice League. There were some moments where I'm like, wow, this is dumb. Still better than 1984 because it was entertaining. Wonder Woman was fucking boring. I will not watch it. I'm going to watch it again with Alana and Ken, but only because we're going to get drunk and watch it. I'm not watching that movie.
I guess I can try to focus. If I do some drugs, it will get better because the colors will be fun.
What you mean the 20 minutes of colors that it immediately gets into like grays and darks again?
That whole final scene, I have a pretty good TV, and I couldn't, like, that reminded me of, like, the last episode of Game of Thrones. Like, it was that dark episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God. And don't get me started on that really terrible fuck. Oh, yeah, you were talking about that. That fight scene between Cheetah and Wonder Woman. I'm looking at Valkyrie, I'm going, this is awful.
Yeah, this, all the CGI on it was fucking terrible.
It was like, and it's funny because it starts off kind of cool. They're like battling. She's ripping her armor apart. I'm like, yeah, this is great. And then their fight ends with them swinging around. And I'm like, come on, man. You guys.
And it started well. It had a good start. Like, I really liked what they did. Like, that opening sequence was awesome. Her use of the magic lasso was really dope. That's what I would imagine a magic lasso would act like. I know people have issues with it, but I don't know, man. Like, it petered out fairly quickly.
the key word in Magic Last was right there, is magic. Some of it was silly, like her grabbing the plane in the air, I thought was ridiculous, but I was like, you know what, it's a fucking comic book movie, you know what I mean, it's not that serious.
That's what she does in comic, that's what she does in the comic books.
Like, from the ground.
I just read a comic book where Wonder Woman went into a friggin' vat of ancient metal, came out golden covered, took a planet, shrunk it, and smashed it in the face of an evil Batman. Like,
but see, you know what?
I literally just read that, so.
But you know what's funny? That one explanation is more badass than anything that happened in Wonder Woman 1984.
No, facts.
Like, like that's who Diana is. Diana wouldn't need, like, she, you know what I'm saying, what would have happened? She would have found out what was going on with her wish and Trevor, and would have looked at him and said, I'm sorry, and then took her wish back. Yeah. If there wouldn't have been any, like, Ermiger, I can't believe, like, no. She'd have been like, nah, I'm waking up, I got a world to save, bitch. You know what I mean?
Okay, I won't say the word I said earlier, even though I meant it, because I don't want you to edit this part out, but can we really talk about, I know it's on a docket, but I'm saying it anyways, can we really talk about the creepiness of Diana's wish?
But it's funny, it's like, it wasn't even like her wish was creepy, it was just how they went about giving her that wish.
It was creepy, bro, like that, yo, they stole somebody's body.
You're like, yo, he,
and all he's like, oh, well, just wear his clothes then, I guess.
Like, it would be one thing if he just kind of showed up in, like, his same uniform, you know what I mean?
That would have done that. It was a wish.
Yeah. It was like, it just kind of shows up like that, and he's just like, what the fuck's going on? They still could have did the change clothes, like, 1980s monologue in, like, a department store. Like, you know what I mean?
Like I was kind of hoping that he took the body of somebody that probably, like, just died. Like, he just had, like, an aneurysm. Like, they were going to explain something like that. And, like, they... But no, this dude was literally, like, he had his life. And for however long it took him to Diana realize that, you know, they didn't even address it. Like, it was just like, it was nothing. It was like, they just went through his apartment, like, looked at all his pictures and like, oh, I wonder who this guy was. Oh, well, whatever, just take his clothes. All right, let me just have sex with you right now, even though, whatever, she has some excuse that it didn't happen. Like that was one of the major issues I had with that. Like, that was such lazy, lazy, lazy writing. Like, it was, so bad.
Maybe that was a problem with the altogether. It was just lazy. I was just bored. Like, there was nothing about it that makes me want to revisit it. Like, at all. Like,
okay.
Brandon was talking about it, and whenever he reviews a movie, he goes back and watches it a second time. And he was saying, he was like, I really don't want to watch this movie again. Like,
that's too long.
Dude, I've watched Batman and Robin more times than I'd like to admit, and I will never watch, and I will never willingly watch Batman 1984 on my own again, ever.
No, Batman and Robin was lit. I don't care what anybody says.
It was fun. It was entertaining. It was stupid. It was funny.
They could have even gone that route. They could have gone the campy route. I don't know what they did.
Dude, that movie started, and I thought we were getting something very Shazam-ish. Where like
Worst comic book movie. Wonder Woman 1984 or Fant-Four-Stick?
Oh, Fant-Four-Stick. Fantastic Four. I don't even think Wonder Woman is the worst comic book movie. I think it was the worst. It may be the worst DC Comics movie.
Man.
But no, Batman Forever is the worst comic book movie ever. I won't even say that because I'll watch Batman Forever again. Like, Wonder Woman 1984, maybe.
Shut your holy rusty metal mouth.
What?
Holy rusty metal.
You're supposed to go, then, you know, it's metal and full of holes.
Sorry. I didn't get that reference. Sorry. Yeah. I took the alley-oop and I definitely,
You New York nicked it. speaking of New York nicking things, we can end this with a review.
Did
on...
Did you just say nicker? Sorry.
Yeah. said it with the AR, so it's good.
We can end with a review on Soul.
I didn't watch Soul.
You didn't?
No. But it sounds... You don't want to get into the conversation again?
About... What the fuck just happened?
I bet.
Alright, I think that's my computer's way of saying get off this fucking computer and end the episode.
Yeah, probably.
This is the Old Man Wade Show. I want to thank Valkyrie and the Superior Super Bowl Coffee for doing this. You can find me at oldmanwadecom. on Twitter and Instagram. You can find Super Bowl Kavi not using his Twitter on Let's Shit Record. You can find us both on oldmanwade.com, where we are posting articles. You can also find us on the Old Man Wade Show on Facebook, where we officially hit 300 follows, which is fucking awesome.
Do I even follow you?
We're at 302 right now.
My wife doesn't follow us there, so that says a lot.
I think I do. I don't know. I can't remember.
you can find Valkyrie in school or playing with her niece's dog Duke, or running around with her new young dog Roxy. Their new young dog Roxy.
It's her dog.
I'm not claiming Roxy yet.
You're such an asshole. I'm not claiming her yet.
I love her though. Like, she's a little asshole, but I love her. But yeah, I think that's all I got. Doc, do you have any parting words?
No.
Super Bowl, do you have any parting words?
If you decide to run up in the Capitol building, you're probably going to get
shot. Damn it, Wade!